The various artwork of the Seminoles helped to support their economy. On the Brighton Reservation, the Seminole women joined the Seminole Craft Guild of Glades County in 1930. By 1940s, Cohen Brothers Department Store in Jacksonville, Florida, the largest in Florida at the time, was paying cash for Seminole crafts and selling them in their store. In Miami, Dania, and along the Tamiami Trail, the Seminole arts were being sold to the tourists. Mabel Osceola, Hollywood Reservation resident, tells a story she heard from her mother about how her family began selling dolls to Corey Osceola for his village. In the second clip, Mary Bowers, Hollywood Reservation resident, explained how her aunt taught her to make beadwork.
Her father went to Corey Osceola, who was the interpreter and who worked as a representative for the Seminole Indians in the Everglades, and so they had already started making dolls when they came up to the main highway to live, so they didn't know how to survive in those days. But Corey had asked my grandfather to ask my grandma and my mother to make dolls because they were selling them pretty good. So so he came back one day and he says that's what he wanted, to make some dolls out of palmetto fiber. And my mom and my grandma never seen the dolls made, so they didn't know how to make it and they didn't know how to begin to make it. So my grandfather cut the stalks like these. It was kind of hard for them to start, but when they finished it, I suppose they must have left the stuff on there and they used the wrong side as the top, and it was kind of all fuzzy like, and I guess they dressed it. Then they went down to the village where Corey was, and he looked at it and he says, well, it's good, but y'all need to reverse the top. It's supposed to be on the smooth side, and he corrected them and everything. And so my grandma and her, they chuckled all the way home because it was their first time they made it, and so that's where they learned to begin to make the palmetto dolls.
Did you ever make any crafts?
Yes.
What kind did you make?
I make baskets, I make dolls, I make beadwork.
Do you know who you learned from?
My aunt, Missy Tiger.
And how did you learn? Did you just watch, or did she
show you? I watch her, and then she make the loom and the beadwork. She showed me how, so I have to learn all that. But I watch her by making dolls. She showed me how to make dolls, put them together, and put designs together and all that.
Please press stop.